بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا أصحاب المشأة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. سورة الواقعة was revealed in Makkah and it consists of 96 verses. This surah, it speaks about the ahwal and the conditions after death. The conditions when a man will be raised in front of Allah, where a person will go based on his actions. What are the things that he will get from Allah, whether in Jannat or whether in Jahannam. And it has a special khususiyat, a speciality about it. A speciality which is mentioned in many of the tafsir. It is stated that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and a very great sahabi, messenger of Allah, he was very sick, almost to the state of dying. Usman radiallahu ta'ala came to visit him. Usman said to him, Ma tashtaki, what do you complain of? What is the complaint? Faqala ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, Zunubi, my sins. That is the complaint. Ma tashtaki, what is your complaint? You are sick, you are very sick. Ibn Mas'ud, a sahabi of the Rasul, he says, Zunubi, my sins. Usman radiallahu ta'ala said to him, Ma tashtahi, what do you wish? What do you desire? He said, Rahmatu Rabbi, the mercy of my Lord. Allahu Akbar. Normally a person is very sick. You go to that person, the Sahabi of the Rasul, you go to that person and say, what is the complaint? You say, well, I have a problem, my head is hurting, I am sick, I have the fever, the virus for many days now. What do you wish? I would like some vitamins A, B, C, whatever it is. Look at the reply of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. What is your complaint? My sins, that is my complaint. I have sins. What do you wish for? I want Allah's mercy. I want Allah to forgive those sins. Usman that said to him, Atlubu at-tabib, should I call a tabib, a doctor for you? Ibn Mas'ud said, At-tabibu amradani, it is the doctor who made me sick. Doctors make people sick also, they give them the wrong medication, they make them sick. Make them worse than before. So Ibn Mas'ud said, Amravani, At-tabibu amravani, it is the tabib and the doctor who made me sick. So he was very ailing, he was sick and he was ailing, very sick and ailing. And Uthman radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and he said, listen, will you accept some things from the Baitul Mal? Baitul Mal is like the treasury in the Islamic State. Sadaqah, zakat, hadiyah, gifts. He says, no, I have lahajata lifi. I do not have any need for that. So Uthman stayed with him for a while and he said, while he was leaving, he says, listen, I'm going to send something to you from the Baitul Mal. When you pass away, it will go in inheritance to your children. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, no, I do not want anything. I do not have any need for anything. For I have taught my children what I have learned from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what was that? He said to Uthman, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Man qara'a surat al-waqiyati kulla laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun abada. Whosoever recites surat al-waqiyah every night, then poverty will never ever touch that person. That person will never be in want. Who Whosoever recites it every night, he will never be in want. فَاقَ لَمْ تُصِبْهُ فَاقَةٌ. Poverty, the desire, the longing for certain things which a person doesn't have, that will not touch him. He says, this is what I have taught them. They do it every night, that is enough for them. And that is true. This is these are the words of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَسْدُوكُ. And he is the one who always spoke the truth. And so to anyone who practices this amal of reciting Suratul Waqiyah every night, then inshallah they will see the benefit of this surah. Every surah has certain khususia and certain speciality in it. Every surah in the Holy Quran that has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the khususiyat and the speciality of this surah, that whosoever makes it his amal, that every night, whether it is after Maghrib or whether it is after Isha, a person recites the surah, then inshallah the blessings of the surah given by Allah will come to him, that he will never be in a situation where he will be touched by poverty and starvation, or there will be a situation that he must steal to live, or he must be unjust, or he must deceive others just to live on the face of the earth. That will never happen to him. That is the promise of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he does not speak of his own. He speaks to the people based on what Allah has revealed to him. So the surah, it speaks about ahwal, certain conditions. Conditions at Nafqatul Ula. Conditions which will occur when the first trumpet is sound. And conditions which will occur when the second trumpet is sound. So Allah says, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِيَةِ. When the event occurs, when the event occurs. Al-Waqi'ah, as Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned, is one of the names of the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment has many different names. And Al-Waqi'ah is one of the many names given to the Day of Qiyamah. So Allah says, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِيَةِ. When the event comes to pass and it occurs, then He says, لَيْسَ الْوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبًا. And there is no falsehood with respect to its occurrence. لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبًا. That means, do not think that you are living this life and you think that thus that is far-fetched and that will never occur. Allah says, no, no, no. There is no falsehood with respect to its occurrence. It will definitely occur. And when it does occur and when it comes to pass and the day of judgment really comes to pass, and the end of the world really comes to pass, what will happen? خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ. It will bring low some people and it will exalt other people. When that day comes, some people will be humiliated while some others will be honored and respected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people who are enemies and unbelievers, they will get the azab of Allah. And while this day will bring azab in itself and bring low some people, it will exalt to high status and a high degree of honor other people. Allah says, speaking about Nafqatul Ula, when the first trumpet is sounded, Allah says, إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً. You see this earth today, you feel the mountains are like pegs on the earth and they are immovable. You see the land and you feel that nothing can happen to this land. You see big palaces and you feel nothing can happen to it. You see the ground, you feel nothing can happen to it, it will remain like that. Allah says, no, no, that will never happen. But something terrible will happen to it. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً. When the earth will be shaken with a very great shaking. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةً. And the mountains shall crumble in a great crumbling. It shall crumble to atoms. It will be crumbled to pieces. And then what will it become? فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا. And then it will become like dust scattered about. So the same earth will be, it will be shaken. A great earthquake will come. Shake it up. The great shaking will occur. And then the mountains will crumble. And it will look like dust scattered about. Person will wonder, where are the mountains? Where is the earth? Where are my houses? Where is the palace? Where is this and where is that? Allah says, like dust on the ground. You see, dust, that is exactly how it will be. Then, that is Nafqatul Ula, the first trumpet. At the second trumpet, everyone will rise. Everyone will rise and come to Allah. And about that, Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. And then you will be sorted out in three classes. Three groups of people. Those who have passed away in the beginning, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, coming on the face of the earth. Those who will die now, and those who are yet to die. All the human beings who have ever been created by Allah, whether they are believers, whether they are unbelievers, whether they are fire worshippers, whether they are idol worshippers, whether they are kuffar, mushrik, whatever they might be, all the people putting together, Allah will choose them out into three different classes. Three people, three different groups. One, special believers. Khas believers, special believers. Secondly, general believers. And third, unbelievers. Whether the unbeliever was a kafir or a mushrik, same law for those people. Whether the type of mushrik was that they worship jinn or men, same punishment. Whether it was that type of mushrik who worshiped fire or worshiped the sun or moon, same punishment. Whether it was a kafir who denied Allah or did not deny Allah but claim that someone else is Allah, not he the one, but the Fir'aun is my Allah or the Namrud is my Allah, all of them in the same way. All of them. This is why there is a hadith that says, our famous statement, Al-Kufr kulluhum millatun wahida. All kuffar, they are one body. They will fight against each other and make them feel like they are your friends. The Prophet says, no, all of them the same boat. All of them. Because in the sight of Allah, there are only two things, Iman or Kufr. There is no third part. If there is any third part, then that is nifaq and hypocrisy. Plain believer but being an unbeliever. That's hypocrisy. But in the sight of Allah, this is why in the last, you know, there is a hadith, the last class we mentioned that, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that people, rajulani, are only two kinds of people. There are only two types of people. One person, fajirun, a transgressor against Allah. Hayyinun ala Allah, worse in the sight of Allah. And the other person, birrun taqiyun, a person who is righteous in the sight of Allah. In other words, iman or kufr. Iman and kufr. It has always been like this from the time Adam alayhi salam came to the face of the earth. Either you are a believer or a non-believer, there is absolutely no third part at all. So, all human beings will be sorted out into three classes. The special believers, close believers, really close to Allah. Those general believers who are not so close to Allah, they will get Jannat, but they are lower than the first class. And then the third group of people, the third group of people who are the unbelievers. The special believers are mentioned by Allah to be as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, those who are foremost in faith and foremost in Jannat. The general believers are known and written as by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as ashabul yameen or ashabul maymana, people of the right hand. And the unbelievers are known as ashabul mash'ama, the people of the left hand. So the Holy Quran says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. And when the new world comes, and you are out of your graves, and you are standing before Allah, and there is absolutely nothing, there is no home, there is no well, there is no house, there is no wife, there is no, and there is only you and Allah. At that time, the angels will sort out the people. People will go on one side, people will be pushed on the other side. At that time, a man will not have the power to move on any direction.
So if a person is learning and listening to this and he says, listen, I would like to be on the right side, and really on the day of judgment, he rises up and he rushes to go on the right side, he cannot move. He cannot move. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the feet of the children of Adam will not be able to move for its own self. They will be moved. So the Quran tells us when people are going to be thrown in the fire of hell, they will not be told that walk to the fire. They will be tied in chains and thrown into the fire of hell. They will be thrown from a far distance. So Allah says, who are these three classes of people? All of us. We will have to fall into one group. Allah says, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, the first group. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, they are the companions of the right hand. مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, what, and who are the companions of the right side? وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ, مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ, and the companions of the left hand, and who are the companions of the left hand? وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, and those who are foremost in faith and foremost in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, they are those nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ibn Kathir says, the three groups are these people, that on the day of judgment, some group will be brought on the right side of the arsh of Allah. These are the people who will get the book of deeds in the right hand. Some people will be brought on the left side of the arsh of Allah. They are the people who will receive the book, the amal in their left hand. And the closest servants to Allah will be in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the closest people who are nearest to Allah will be the anbiya, the apostles, or rusul, the messengers. There will be the shuhada, the martyrs, and there will also be as-salihin, the righteous servants, and there will also be as-siddiqeen, the truthful ones. They will be among al-muqarrabun. So ashab al-maiman on the right side of the left side, and then we have the closest to Allah on the day of judgment, was-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. They are those people who are foremost, the closest to Allah. As Allah mentioned them as al-muqarrabun. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions, do you know who are the sabiqun? Because the sabiqun comes from the word sabaqa, and it literally means those who advance, those who go forward. They are always the first and foremost to advance towards something. And because they are such people that they were the first and foremost to advance towards good deeds, they are known as sabiqun. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked the companions, do you know who are the sabiqun? The companion said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lamu. Allah and his messenger knows best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sabiqun are those people that whenever the truth is given to them, they immediately accept it. They do not pull back. They do not withhold themselves. They do not draw backwards and turn and twist and think about it. No. Whenever the truth is presented to them, they immediately accept it. Whenever the rights are mentioned to them that they must fulfill these rights, they immediately fulfill those rights. So if another brother has a right upon them, they fulfill it. If the father has a right upon them, they fulfill the right. If the mother has a right upon them, they fulfill it. If the children have rights upon them, they fulfill it. If the wife have a right upon them, they also fulfill it. They fulfill their rights as soon as they are told about their rights. And then, the third quality, it is stated, there are those people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who treat the affairs of the people like their own affairs. That just as they will like justice and fairness in their affairs, so too they treat other people's affairs when they are dealing the affairs of other people with fairness and with justice. Other scholars among the Mufassirin have mentioned specifically different groups of people who are the sabiqun. Obviously on the day of judgment, let us understand the difference between as-sabiqun al-awwalun and ashabul yameen. Ashabul yameen, it means those people on the right hand. In this category of the people will fall those people who are not so close to Allah, But the good deeds have outweighed the bad deeds. So they have won. They have won Jannah through Allah's mercy. The good deeds outweigh Allah's promise. If your good deeds weigh more than the bad deeds, you will go. And in Ashabul Yameen, you will also find people who have been punished in Jahannam for their misdeeds, who are believers, who have spent years upon years. In some cases, believers will be thrown in Jahannam for a long period of time, for thousands of years, to pay for the deeds what they have done. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, and other scholars says, a believer, when he is placed in Jahannam, it is not a form of punishment for him. It is a form of purity and kindness for him to enter Jannat. Because no impure person can enter Jannat. No, absolutely no impure person. Sins and transgression, they are impurities on a person. So why the unbelievers, because of what they have done on the face of the earth, they are enemies of Allah. They will be punished by Allah. The believers are not enemies of Allah. A believer will never be an enemy of Allah. A believer can never be an enemy of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But out of human weaknesses, he may have faltered in obedience to Allah. He may have faltered in fulfilling certain things. For that, sins came upon him, which made him impure, which dirtied his heart, which made his heart black. On the day of judgment, he will be sent for that purification in Jahannam. This is why there is a hadith which states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever says anything to defame his Muslim brother or to dishonor his Muslim brother, then he will be placed in Jahannam until the fire extinguishes the wrong thing he said. That hadith teaches us about the same masla, that he is placed so that the fire will burn out that sin from him. And when there remains with him no sin again, then he will be taken out, and as a pure soul he will be admitted in Jannat. So in Ashabul Yameen, you will also have those people. Ashabul Yameen, people of the right hand. But in As-Sabiqoon, you wouldn't find those people. Allahu Akbar. Sabiqoon are those people who will gain first entry into Jannat without any reckoning or without any question. This is why they are called As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon. Two times Allah uses the word. They were foremost in faith and they will be foremost in Jannat. As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon. And after mentioning As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, he says, who are the Sabiqoon? Ulaika al-Muqarrabun. They are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who are these people? Is it difficult to be among this group of people? That we who are sitting here, that we think, oh, they are those people there. No. The Mufassirin have mentioned, some of them have different opinions as to who are the Sabiqoon. Mujahid, a great professor of the Holy Quran, says, As-Sabiqoon refers to the Ambiyas. They are the apostles. As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon. Other scholars like Ibn Sirin says, they are the people, As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, they are the people who perform salah towards the two Qibla. So they were foremost in that action of having the honor to perform salah towards the direction which were made by Allah as two Qibla on the face of the earth. They are better than those who only perform towards one Qibla. And it's an honor that they, Allah has made this a command, so they also got part of it in turning towards Baitul Muqaddas. This is the command of Allah. They were honored also to turn towards that direction. Ibn Sirin says that, a great Mufassir Muhandis, Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, he says, every ummah has people who are known as sabiqin. In every ummah, there are people who are known as sabiqun, people who advance. However, Allama Ibn Kathir, who is a very great, authentic mufassir of the Holy Quran, he says all these opinions, they are all correct in its place. He says, but generally speaking, every such person who advances in good deeds, he is a sabiqun. Every such person who advances in every good deed in the sight of Allah, he will be from among as-sabiqun. So people of today, people of that time, and every good deed. For example, it states, like for example, in masjid, they are the first to advance towards the masjid when the azan is called. When they hear about a good deed, they are the first to advance towards that good deed. When they hear about some other good deed, they are the first to advance towards that good deed. So every person who always advances and he is the foremost in doing that good deed, he can be as-sabiqun. Allah says, as-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, was-sabiqun, as-sabiqun. The foremost in faith. They are the foremost in the hereafter. Ulaika al-muqarrabun. They are those people who are nearest to Allah. Fi jannatin na'im. These people who are as-sabiqun, they will be in gardens of bliss. Thillatun min al-awwalin. Wa qalilun min al-akhirin. From among the sabiqun, Allah is saying, a number of those people who are known as as-sabiqun, they will be from among the older people, the former people. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. And a few of them from the people of the later times. In explaining الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, أَوَّلِين means, you know, the first set of people. آخِرِين means the later people, people of later times. The Mufassirin have stated that in this ayah, those people from Adam alayhi salam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are considered to be al-awwalin. So let us understand the ayah. Allah is saying the third category of people who are the closest to Allah, most of them will be from the time of the older people, from Adam alayhi salam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you will have some from after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَقَلِيلٌ, only a few of them from after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in that as-sabiqun. When this ayat was revealed, the Sahabas became very sad. They say, O Prophet of Allah, they said, O Prophet of Allah, only a few among us will be among the sabiqun, and so many people from before will be in, from the awwalin people, they will be, and only a few of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him and he did not say anything. After 1 year, the other ayat was revealed. Thullatum min al-awwalina wa thullatum min al-akhirin. A great number of the former people and a great number of the latter people, they will also be admitted in this category of people. A great number of people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this line, he said to the Sahabas, أَنْتُمْ تُتِمُّونَ سَبَعِينَ أُمَّةً أَنْتُمْ أَخِيرَهَا وَأَقْرَبُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. He says, you are the end of 70 nations. 70 ummah came on the face of the earth. 70 nations. You are the last of all the nations, but you are the most honored and respected one in the sight of Allah of all nations. Allahu Akbar. The nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَكْرَمُهَا عِنَّ اللَّهِ. You are the best of all the nations in the sight of Allah. And speaking about the amount of people that will be in Jannah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَعَرْجُ أَن تَكُونُ نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Reported by Bukhari, he says, by the one in whose hands is my life, he says, my hope is that you will be half of the people in Jannah. Of all the people entering Jannah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be half of the inmates. Yet in another hadith reported by Imam Tirmizi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahlul Jannati mi'atun wa ishruna saffan. In Jannah there will be 120 lines. 120 lines. He says, فَمَانُونَ مِنْهَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. 80 of those lines will be from his ummah, and 40 will be from all the other ummah. So sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will speak about how many of his ummah will enter into Jannah. Whether it is a half or 80 lines, it is just based on the speculation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having full hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he said, I hope you will be one third of the people in Jannah. Before that, one quarter. He says, nay, but you will be half of the people in Jannah. 70 nations before us. Each nation, so many thousands and thousands of people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummat will be half. Or in the other hadith by Tirmizi, 80 lines. So you can well imagine, alhamdulillah, how blessed the ummah is, that not only through the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah has given them the ability to always take more goodness than bad things, always to turn towards Allah, and always they are doing good deeds now and again, and they commit a little sin and they will make tawbah, and so they live a life that the end of the life they do actions which can, the good actions can outweigh the bad actions, for which they will be admitted in Jannat, knowing that this ummah is the only ummah which has been given the shortest lifespan. The shortest lifespan. The people of the past lived.
وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون.
In the very beginning of Surah Al-Waqiyah, Allah divides man into three classes and three categories of people with respect to their rising on the Day of Judgment. When we all die, there will be another world and there will be another life. We live in this world, we will die, we will enter the grave. But that is not the end of it. One day, a day which is promised by Allah, the day which is called Yawmul Ba'ath, the day of resurrection, all those who have passed away will be revived and they will be raised by Allah. And when Allah raises everyone again on the day of resurrection, people will rise in a different manner, each person being different from the other one. But all of them put together will have to fall into one of the three categories of people. Although they may look different, they will be from different times. So therefore, a man who used to live at the time of Nuh alayhi salam will rise with another man who is from this time. All people will rise. And when they rise, they will fall into one of three categories of people. And Allah mentions one category or one class, it is those people who are known as Ashabul Maymana, people of the right hand. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala states, people of the right hand, meaning those who are on the right side of the Arsh of Allah. And then people of the left side, Ashabul Mash'ama, people of the left hand. And then the other category, Allah says, Wasabiqoon Asabiqoon, those people who are foremost in faith, they will be foremost in the hereafter. So three classes of people. One, the group of those people who are the most righteous in the sight of Allah, like the Anbiya's alayhimu salatu wassalam, and those people who are chosen by Allah on the face of the earth, they have not committed sins, etc., to have reached very close to Allah. One category of people, they are known as As-Sabiqoon, those who are foremost in faith and will be foremost in the hereafter. Besides them, there will be other believers who will be going into Jannah, in paradise. However, these were people who had committed sins on the face of the earth and their goodness was mixed with sins. So, on the Day of Judgment, they may have entered the fire of hell,
And after passing a certain amount of time there, they will be admitted to Jannah. And then the third category of people are those people who are doomed for the fire of hell forever and ever. Even though they may have done good deeds on the face of the earth, because of the fact that they did not believe in Allah and they had no iman, their actions did not bring any fruits to them. So they are people who are doomed for the fire of hell. So Allah speaks about as-sabiqun, those people who were very near and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, the sabiqun, those people who are foremost in faith, they are as-sabiqun. They are those who will be foremost to enter paradise and jannah in the hereafter. Who are those people? Allah says, ulaika al-muqarrabun. They are those who are nearest to Allah. Where will they be in the hereafter? Fi jannatin na'im, in gardens of bliss. Where will these people be coming from? Allah says, fullatun min al-awwalin. A great number of them will be from the former times. People of the olden days, from among the previous anbiyas, most of them will be from that time. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and a small amount from latter times. And al-awwalin, as mentioned in the tafsir, it states that it refers to those people from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are awwalin. So most of the people who will be entering Jannah first, as it is mentioned here, will be people, most of them will be from that time, and a small amount from after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the day of judgment. These people are known as akhirin. They are the latter people of later times. But as we mentioned before, that this ayah, when it was revealed, it caused many of the sahabas to become sad. They said to the Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of Allah, does it mean that not many of us will be able to be in that category of people who are close to Allah? And then after a while, another ayah was revealed, that ثُمْلَةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, a great number of people from the former times, وَثُمْلَةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and a great number of people from the latter times, they also, a great number, will enter Jannah. So these people who are sabiqun, Allah says that they will be in gardens of bliss. They will be in Jannah, a special place which Allah has created. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ, they will be on thrones, thrones that are encrusted with gold, thrones that the material of the throne is sewn with gold thread, and gold and all the beautiful ornaments are they decorate the thrones. They will be seated on that. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ, they will be reclining upon their thrones facing each other. So these people, Allah says they will enter Jannah. There is no reckoning for those people. These people will enter as soon as they rise up. Allah resurrects them. They will rise up, and after that, they will be sent immediately to Jannah. There is no questioning for those people. These are the people who are known as al-muqarrabun, nearest and dearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They live such lives on the face of the earth by their effort, that through their effort and through their mujahada and their sacrifice, they really became close to Allah. They became beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will rise up and enter straight Jannah, while everyone else will have to give an account. A person will have to render account to Allah. So Allah says these people, they will be given high thrones. They will be seated on their thrones and they will be facing each other. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ, youths with perpetual freshness and endless freshness will pass around them. Youths. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ, وَلْدَان, youths. مُخَلَّدُونَ, such youths, as it is mentioned in the hadith, that youth on them will be everlasting. youth in them will be everlasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that each person in Jannat will be given 1,000 khadim. A khadim is a person to do your service. So like in this world, people like other people to do their service. And they take service from many people. Whether you are at home, you are sitting, you need someone to bring food for you, you need someone to bring water for you, you need someone to bring that for you, or you are in your office or you are in your business, you have people doing service. So, as an honor to the people in Jannat, Allah will give them khadim. People who will continue to come to do their service. Is there anything to be done? Is there anything you need? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for each person in Jannat, Allah will give them 1,000 khadims. And this is the type of khadim. Young people who will move to and fro among the Jannatis. This is why Allah says, Yatufu. Yatufu comes from the word tawaf. Tawafa yatufu. It means to circumambulate, to go round and round. So these people will be going round and round, always at the khidmat and the service of the people in Jannat. They will be moving to and from among the people in Jannat with what? Bi aqwabin, with goblets, large cups, wa abariqa, and shining jars made of gold, wa ka'asin min ma'in, and cups which are filled with things liquid that are coming from fountains. So these people will continuously move to and from the Jannati, the people in Jannat, with their trays, moving with glasses filled with wine, glasses filled with milk, glasses filled with honey. The Holy Quran in another ayah says that there will be four streams and four rivers flowing in Jannat. One river is a river of wine. Wine, non-intoxicating wine, non-alcoholic wine. You know, a very beautiful drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the quality of that drink. That's one river flowing. Streams, they can take whatever they like. And people drink non-alcoholic wine, so it does not bring any intoxicating feeling. And a river of honey, pure honey. A river of milk. And a river of beautiful, sparkling water, refreshing water, will be passing in front of the houses of the people in Jannat. So these people now, the khadims, the goblets, large glasses, abariq, shining jars, like on the edge there is gold lining on the jars and on the large cups. Wakasim min ma'in, and cups filled with the water and the wine and all these things coming from ma'in, fountains. Allah says the drink they will be given in Jannat, now this is a hospitable gift from Allah. Today when you go to a person's house and he treats you, he gives you a little treat, you are sitting and you know time after time someone is always coming with a tray, have some drink, have some tea, have some biscuits, have some fruits, and there is the constant movement. You will come out thinking that person is really generous. And he entertains a guest very good, and he's a good host. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That for each Jannati, 1,000 khadim Allah puts in charge of him. 1,000, one after the other. That the action, how Allah describes the action. The action of the khadim coming to the Jannati is like if they are making tawaf, Allahu Akbar. Yatufu alayhim, making tawaf around him, always moving. Some with a vessel, some with a glass of this, a cup of this, a plate of this. Allah says, such beautiful drinks, la yusadda'una, it will not bring about any headache. Suda, yusadda'una, it comes from the word suda. Suda in Arabic means a headache. You know, after you drink something, you get a headache. Allah says, that is not the quality of the drink you will be given there. La yusadda'una anha, the man will get no aches from it. Wa la yunzifun, nor will he be intoxicated from what he is given. Everything is pure. It will not defile the mind. It will not becloud the mind. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ, and fruits from that which he can choose and select. Fruits in abundance. Fruits in abundance. Today in this world also, whatever fruit a man wishes, he can get them. Whatever quality of fruit, sweetness, largeness, coming from different places. What about the Creator and the Master himself? What has he created in Jannah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about those things in Jannah. And he says, Allah has created in Jannah such things, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That such things Allah has created in Jannah, that no eyes have ever seen such things, no ears have ever listened and heard of such things, and the thought of such things have never ever entered the heart of any man. So whatever Allah has prepared, we can think and think and think, we will never be able to understand the beauties of what Allah has created yet. So, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ, and fruits from which the man can choose and he can select. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a man, he will be lying down under a tree with fruits, whether it is an apple tree, and the thought will just come in his mind to eat an apple. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the branch with the apple will just lower itself to the mouth of the man, and he will partake of it and eat to his fill. And whatever fruit he wishes, the fruit will come to him. Ajib. It is amazing. But that life is totally different from this life. This life is a life of work and effort. You have to get up and get. Over there, this life, when you get up and do something, over there Allah will bring ease. That thing will come to us. We will not have to get up and get there. It will come to us. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described in Jannah, he says that there is a marketplace in Jannah. A marketplace in Jannah that sells faces. Sell meaning it will give you. Angels are in Jannah. And the man will go and whatever face he wants, he will tell the angel and he will come back in that manner. Whatever, however he wishes for himself. There is a garden in Jannah. When they enter this garden and they come out, the people will look more handsome, the woman will look more beautiful than before. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about Jannah. Allahu Akbar, he says the ground is of saffron, yellow. It's a very eye-catching color, that bright yellow. And it is perfumed with musk. So throughout Jannah it is given off that perfume of musk. He says people are given beautiful houses, such houses that one brick is made of gold and the other one is made of silver. Such beautiful things Allah has prepared for his servants who have worked very hard and who were obedient to him in this world. And he just mentions, you know, in every different surah of the Holy Quran, different things are mentioned about Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he says about the fruits, whatever a person wishes. Then he says, وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and the flesh of birds, مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, from that which they desire. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and the flesh of the birds, from that which they desire. Whatever desire a man has in his heart, he will get it. On this ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a man will sit back and he will desire to have a roasted chicken. He said, Allahu Akbar. The chicken will come in front of him and it will be roasted and he will begin to eat it. No effort required. He will sit back and he will wish that it should be cooked in such and such manner. Bus, just in the midst of nowhere, it will be cooked and given to him. And so much ease in Jannah. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, the flesh of birds, of that which he desires. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ, and companions of beautiful eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ, companions of beautiful eyes. This is another creation which Allah has created. And every single thing which Allah has placed in Jannah is a gift from Allah. It is a gift from Allah. whatever we have on the face of the earth here, it is a ni'mat of Allah that we have to thank Him for. But what He has placed in Jannat, it is a gift for us. So we have worked here, and now He's given us a gift there. That woman servants, you worked very hard. Woman servants, you were very tired. But you still ensure that you perform your salat. This is mine entertainment to you. Woman servants, you were very weak. But you still obeyed my order and fasted in the month of Ramadan. I have this for you. Woman servants, you went through a difficult time in upholding my laws in that part of the world which you live. For doing that, I have this gift for you. Allahu Akbar. For each and everything the servant has done, which shows to Allah his full compliance and submission, Allah has a different gift for that person. Take this gift. Take that gift. So Allah has placed their gifts of eats and drinks also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the heart of every human being the desire of another person. So in order to fulfill that desire, Allah has instituted marriage to occur on the face of the earth. That desire which Allah has placed in your heart, you do not go about a wrong and unlawful way to fulfill that desire, but marry in a very nice manner, with respect and with honor, and have a wife, have children in a very respectable, honored manner as Allah has made to occur. So that desire is in the heart of a man. And so too, Allah has created a creation in Jannat who will become the companions of people. It is mentioned that every man who enters Jannat will get his wife who he lived with on the face of the earth, provided that his wife also enters Jannat. Allah will take each individual into account separately. It is not like you are passing through the customs and you fill out one form on behalf of the entire family. I am representing the family. No. Represent yourself. Each and every individual. The man is accountable to Allah for his own self. The woman is accountable to Allah for her own self. Each child is accountable to Allah for their own self. The uncle, the grandfather, the grandson, everyone, Allah is going to take them into account. So if the man is fortunate to get Jannat, inshallah, he will get Jannat. And if his wife is fortunate, then they will be married there also. They will live. They will live as husband and wife there. But besides that, Allah has created another creation, which are known as Hur. Hur-e-een, companions they are known as, for the people. That is a gift from Allah to the people who are entering Jannat. A person will look at them, and they will be so beautiful. He will think that this, oh Allah, this is my wife, you have created for me in Jannat. They will say, no, we are only your servants. Your wife is there, she is the queen. Allahu Akbar. So they will be, with that beauty Allah has given them as a special creation, they will be given as a gift from Allah to the people in Jannat. But yet above them, in beauty, above them in rank, will be the wives of these people who Allah has given to them. So, وَحُورٌ عِينٌ, and companions of عِينٌ, beautiful eyes. Allah describes the beauty of such a creation which He has created as a special gift for the people in Jannat. He says, كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ, they are like pearls safeguarded. The beauty of them, it is so much that it is like pearls well guarded and protected. And what are all these things for? Allahu Akbar. The food, the drinks, the khidmat, the service. كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. In this world, a man is a king. He's sleeping for the entire night. People are at his side, giving him some, you know, fanning him. He wants to walk. People will lift him up and walk. He wants to eat. He must get up. People can feed him. And that he thinks is honor, but he has not seen honor yet. What Allah has for his Jannati, nothing can be compared to that. And all these things, why? Allah says, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allahu Akbar. All these are rewards for that which they used to do on the face of the earth. So all my servants, in other words, you have worked very hard. These are my gifts I have for you. This is your reward.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما.
Jannat is such a place that Allah says, these people who are in Jannat, they will not hear in Jannat any vain talk.
وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا.
Nor will they hear any sinful talk. You will not find that in Jannat. You will not find that in Jannat. You know what we call old talk, gossip, things bearing no goodness in it. Allah says you would not hear that in Jannat. You will not hear that in Jannat.
So لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوَا.
They will not hear in Jannat any vain talk.
وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا.
Nor any sinful talk. But what they would hear is this. Allah says,
إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا.
Except the speech of peace. Peace. That is what they will hear in Jannah. The angels are coming to them. Allah says in the Quran,
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ.
The angels will come to them from every door in Jannah. And what would the angels say to them?
سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ.
Peace be unto you. They will meet each other, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. They will go to the market, peace be unto you. So besides the greeting itself, which is assalamu alaikum, Allah says the mode and the manner of speech in Jannat is such, the nature of it is such that it brings peace in it. That no one will speak anything that will cause any hard feelings or ill feelings against another person. But there will be peace in it. The type of talks that will go on will be peaceful talks. Things with love, things with, you know, good things in it. Nothing that will bring about ill feelings, but biting, slander, and gossip. That is not for Jannat.
وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ.
These rewards that are given here are given to those people now who are as-sabiqoon, who are foremost on feet, who are the muqarrabun. Those people who are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the other category of people which Allah spoke about was that wa ashabul yameen, the people of the right hand. And the people of the right hand, as I said, included in that category are those people who would have mixed goodness with sins, but alhamdulillah, the good things and the good deeds outweighed the bad deeds, so a person got Jannat. So he got Jannat out of Allah's mercy, the good deeds more than the bad deeds, but he is not muqarrab, he is not the closest to Allah. There are other people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are other people who have done wrong things and they were destined for Jahannam, but because of the shafa'at and intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or because of the intercession of some beloved member in their family who is close to Allah, or any Nabi, they were taken out from that. So these people will fall in the Ashabul Yameen. Allah says for them also, they will go in Jannat. They will get great rewards.
Wa Ashabul Yameen.
And the companions of the right hand,
Ma Ashabul Yameen.
Oh, what is the treatment for the people of the right hand? The companions of the right hand.
Fi Sidrim Maqdudin wa Talhim. Mamdood wa dhillin mamdood
fi sidrin. They will be in low trees, mamdood, such trees they are without any thorns. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a different pity of Jannat now, different rewards. People like to be under a shady tree. People like to be, you know, resting. Even you are walking, you wouldn't like to walk in the scorching heat of the sun. You will like to walk under the shade. So Allah spoke about some trees here. People of the right hand, meaning that they will get this in Jannat, and the other people will also get this in Jannat. He says, as for these people will be in low trees, beneath low trees without any thorns.
Wa talhin.
And they will be under trees, mamdood, the fruits of which are piled up, one above the other. Many of the mufassirin have mentioned that this tree which is spoken about by using the word talh, it refers to the banana trees. That the fruits, if you look at the fruits, they pile up one upon the other. as to form a beautiful pattern. So many of them have indicated that وَالْتَلْحِ مَنْظُرُ that Allah speaks about, they will be under these trees. Trees that the fruits are piled up on the, you know, upon each other. وَظُلِّمْ and they will be under such shade, مَمْدُودٍ that it is long extended. The length of that shade, it is very, very, very far. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, hadith reported by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, that the shade of the trees in Jannat, it is so far, it is so wide, that if a person wants to walk under it, it will take a horse rider riding on a horse 100 years to pass that shade. 100 years constant riding, and you are still in the shade of the trees in Jannat. Allahu Akbar, we can imagine the trees, the size of the trees in Jannat.